This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri spends close to $1 billion on its 27 public four-year universities and two-year colleges. But since 2000, state funding per student has dropped by almost half. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports that this leaves students picking up the bill.
Jess Merritt started worrying about how she was going to pay for college when she was in seventh grade.
We kind of knew going in that I was going to need as many scholarships as possible, and we were going to be taking out some loans. It was just kind of inevitable, and it happened.
Merritt is now a sophomore at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, studying environmental science, and says she's taken out about $16,000 in student loans. Her mom has also had to take out student loans to help her.
It's been a real stress. It's something that's on my mind a lot, and I hope I can pay my mom back after I get a job in my field.
Adjusted for inflation, the average cost of in-state tuition at a public four-year university in Missouri has increased by 61% since 1999, according to data from the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. Nationally, tuition is actually increasing at a much higher rate, almost doubling in two decades. Missouri hasn't seen as steep increases because of a 2007 state law that restricts tuition hikes. But Missouri, like most states, is increasingly relying on tuition instead of state funding to pay for higher education, according to Sophia Latterman. She's a senior policy analyst with the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association.
Higher education is usually one of the first things that's cut when state economies are struggling, kind of because it's one of the only things you can cut because there is this other revenue source in tuition.
A KCUR analysis found Missouri four-year public colleges have seen a 46% drop in state funding per student since 2000. That's adjusted for inflation. Paul Wagner is the executive director of the Council on Public Higher Education, which lobbies for Missouri's 13 public four-year universities. He says when state funding doesn't keep up with inflation or enrollment,
it just puts pressure on every other part of an institution's budget, whether that be tuition or fees or simply making cuts that ultimately will erode the quality of the programs and services.
Wagner says higher education is susceptible to cuts because it's one of few places lawmakers can cut. About 82% of general revenue spending is mandatory, so you can't cut that. And higher education makes up the largest chunk of spending that's optional.
We also are a very low tax state, so we have chosen, as a matter of state policy over many years, to consistently make tax cuts, and that has squeezed the other end of the equation.
Meaning Missouri isn't likely to raise taxes to make up for lost funding. Without the funding, Wagner says many universities have put off needed repairs. A report last year found $1.4 billion in deferred maintenance across Missouri's public campuses. At Missouri State University in Springfield, President Cliff Smart says less funding led the school to cut things, like jobs and its field hockey team.
We've had years where our employees didn't get a cost of living increase.
But Smart noted a recent positive sign. Lawmakers boosted funding by $10 million to MSU during the last legislative session. On a Thursday afternoon at UMKC Student Union, Rachel Shriver is working on homework before her class. Her path to college hasn't been easy. She had her first child when she was young.
I'm just hoping to have a better life with my kids, and that's my goal. That's the whole reason I'm in school.
But in order to make that work, she's had to take out more than $50,000 in loans.
So you're talking like, even when I start to make money, it'll be like a full year salary to pay it back, so it's hard.
Shriver is set to graduate next year for a finance degree, but says she's already started to think about how her kids are going to pay for college a decade down the road. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.